Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Hey, hey, everybody. It is another Wedding Wednesday here on Tribal Wisdom. I am your host, Cynthia Williamson. And here we go indeed. We are still celebrating National Entrepreneurship Month. And it has been a wonderful, I have to say, a truly wonderful experience to be a part of. The first week, we spoke about digital marketing. Last week, we definitely got in with DeKim Duncan, who talked to us about having an entrepreneurship type of mind. Today, we are speaking with Shayna Boston of Boston First Administrative Management Services about 10 signs you may need a virtual assistant. Now, a lot of people always hear the term virtual assistant. You hear people talking about hiring a virtual assistant, but we're never really certain as to what it is a virtual assistant is used for, what it is they do, what industries they work in, or you might not be aware that you are in need of one and how to hire one. That is our topic tonight. That's what we're going to get into. And I want to introduce everyone to Shayna. I'm sure that she is going to share some excellent tips about how to hire a virtual assistant and to know the signs if you may need one. Shayna, are you there? Shayna? Oh, boy. We might have a little technical difficulty going on. Just give us a second. Shayna, are you there?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Okay, I hear you. Thank goodness. That was close.
Hi. Good evening, Cynthia. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening. If you're listening via the internet and you would like to call in during the second half of the show, because we're going to be taking questions, you can call 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 to let us know that you have a question or a comment. And, of course, Shayna will be happy to answer you and talk about her expertise, as that's what she's here to do. So let's get right on into it. Shayna, why don't you just tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do?
Okay. Again, Shayna Boston, of course. The name of my company is Boston First Administrative Management Services. I currently reside in Columbia, South Carolina, and I am the CEO and Executive Administrative Director of Boston First. And we are a virtual administrative service agency specializing in personal, business, and event management services.
Nice. Now, you did say North Carolina. Is it cold down there?
Yes, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. Yes, it is cold down here.
See, I was thinking I had a place to escape to, but, you know, never mind now. I will stay here with my gloves and coat. And,
yeah, and we may not have NYC weather, but it's definitely cold.
Okay, all right, all right. I'll take that. All right, so you are the CEO of Boston First Administrative Management Services. Tell us, what exactly is a virtual assistant?
A virtual assistant is a highly skilled and most times an independent entrepreneur with several years of administrative work experiences, generally at a high level. A VA typically works closely with individuals and business owners to assist them with their administrative needs so that they can focus on growing their businesses, turning their productivity into profits.
I love that answer, because a lot of times when you're an entrepreneur, you don't realize, you know, especially like what I did was I just kind of jumped in and felt like I can handle just about everything. And then you get to a point where you don't see your bottom line changing, or you don't have a handle on as many systems or tasks as you think you do, and you have to admit to yourself that you need help. So to hear that there is a highly skilled individual out there that could help me turn anything into profits, never mind just my passion and, you know,
yeah,
you're going to help me turn stuff to profits, then yes, I would like to talk to you.
Yes.
So what kind of industries can we find virtual assistants working in?
Various industries. Professional services like lawyers, accountants, doctors, lawyers, coaches. I've worked with tutoring companies, daycare professionals, telecommunications companies, real estate, and the list can go on and on and on. Typically, any industry or any business can utilize a virtual assistant. They just have to identify those things that can be done, you know, off-site. So typically, most industries and businesses can utilize a virtual assistant. It's just up to them to get creative as to what services they need for them to provide, saving them time and money.
Okay. And when you get into the types of tasks and why it's important to have one, what is it that they're doing?
Well, again, it depends on the business and the industry, because based on if it's a lawyer, you may need to go run up to the courthouse and file a document for you. Or if, like on an as-needed basis, you may send me an email and say, Shane, I need you to print this out and just fax this over to a client for me. So it could be as simple as that or more detailed in handling such things as implementing processes and systems specific to your needs. Document creation, contract creation, job applications, sponsor packages. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I have a huge exhaustive list on my website that covers a lot of areas, but it may not cover some of the areas that a particular busy professional or business owner may need. So it's really going to be tailored to and customized to that particular business professional.
I love it. Now, you said a key word that makes me wonder about the different packages that are available. You said as needed. I think you also mentioned, I know we talked earlier, we talked about as needed, we talked about retainer. Is there another category?
Project by project, which is similar. Yeah, similar to the as needed, because you can generalize the as needed to something very small, just like the fax or the email or a follow-up conversation. But a project by project, you may need something like a database build so that you can put all of your contacts and your clients in so that you can have one central location where all of their information is stored. Or you may need something as more complex as creating that sponsor package, which will be detailed to a particular event that you're having, and you needed to go out to specific larger corporations to gain some sponsorship. And then you have situations just like I need a social media manager. I need you to put together posts to go out across Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media campaign that they have in mind. And what's popular now are the email campaigns. Most business owners want to touch or send content to their subscribers on a month-to-month basis. So there has to be some coordination of an email campaign put together. So that could be a larger project that would be needed. It may take a little bit more time than something just as simple as sending a fax or email.
Okay. And retainer, okay, when you say the word retainer, it sounds like a lawyer. But it's not about being a lawyer. You actually can put a virtual assistant on retainer for a certain amount of time.
Yes, precisely. Specifically for us, we like to do retainer packages for at least the minimum being 3 months, because those are for the professionals or business owners who realize, hey, I may need you longer than you just doing this fax or email. I have a number of projects that I need to get done, and you may require more hours. And in our retainer packages, we start at the minimum is 10 hours, and it goes up to 40 hours per month. So you have that many hours per month to get anything done, typically, that you may need within that amount, within that allotted time. So the retainer agreement is for those who know, hey, I need you. I'm going to need to be able to call on you, and I want to just go ahead and pay for those services up front and then have the liberty and freedom to send different projects as you need them within that time frame. So as needed, project by project, and retainer. So those are some key I guess, terms that you would look at to decide, look at your workload and decide what you need or what would be more beneficial for the services that you need.
Okay. And when you're talking about your workload, being able to look at your workload,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are we saying? Because, again, you know, as a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, things will pile up, but you still feel like, oh, I'll get to that. I can get to that a little
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
I can hire an intern, but then you still have to train an intern. I don't think that most people understand that they have to train an intern before they really know what it is that they're going to be doing for your business.
Right.
So when you're talking about monitoring your workload, what are we saying?
Mm-hmm. We're saying, for me, and I can't speak for all business professionals, typically on Mondays, I'm doing my to-do list. There's a lot of things that I know that I want to accomplish by the end of the week and or by the end of the month. So those things will vary, such as I'm big on follow-up calls, following up with potential customers, following up with potential or clients that you have, providing customer service. There may be I need to schedule some posts to go out on my social media avenues to get this information out to my customers. It may be it's time to do that email campaign. So it can vary based on what the business professional owner needs that they have on their workload, things that they want to accomplish that they know they really need someone else to handle it so that they can focus on, hey, drumming up more business, being creating time in their schedule to go and physically meet with some clients, travel, or just take time off. So you want to be able to offset those tasks to someone who is highly skilled and professional so you don't have to monitor what they're doing and relax in knowing that what you set out, what you, you know, put them to do will be handled. So you have to look at your workload at the month and to see how detailed it is. Or you may come up, it may not be that simple. You may not know. You may have an idea of what you want to do on Monday, but here comes Thursday, it's totally changed. So the retainer situation or agreement will allow you that flexibility to be able to shoot that project over to me on that Thursday while I'm under that retainer agreement to get those kind of things done. So some of us are more organized than others. I'm just a to-do list type of girl. But some of us are not and say, oh, my God, I forgot I need to do this. So I need to, you know, but I don't have time to do it. So that will give you the flexibility that you need to give it to someone else to take care of it for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something that's extremely important, and that's the level of trust that you have
right.
with the individual that you choose to work with. Because as an entrepreneur, you're very concerned. There's no time where you don't have to not monitor or watch what someone is doing with your business. You know, I heard someone say before, people don't do what you expect, they do what you inspect. And so even though you can turn things over to a virtual assistant to take care of and handle for you, how do you go about finding that person to trust?
Well, it's a number of things. For instance, I try to put all of me out on my website. When I say all of me, that means my resume of people I've worked with, testimonials, and set it up to where you need some references from those past clients or things that I've done that you have, you can very well go research those things. And it's with anything, just like hiring someone to you know, as a regular employee on your job, you really don't know until you get into a situation and your intuition and your discernment will kick in a lot. And you'll know when things aren't doing right, are going right, or how you planned it. So you have to look at the people they work with, review their references, ask them questions, and, you know, try to go through an interview process with that person before you sign the dotted line. So I would just do the due diligence of really researching that VA to see what kind of skills she has, first off, See who she's worked with. Look at her resume. See what kind of company she's worked for, the type of tasks that she's done. And then most times you'll be able to make a good judgment call at that point.
Now, I have had my own personal experiences with VAs, and some were good and some were bad. And I did the whole what we call vetting process, where you ask them the questions and you go through certain things. But, of course, you know, people are going to put their best foot forward. Relationships or any relationship, whether it be professional, romantic, whatever it is, they normally show you the representative.
Right.
And then when you start getting into the work, it doesn't always work out because you find out that you're not a match. And I have another friend, like, she literally has an interviewing process where she sends them a project to do. She grades how they do the project, and, you know, she has that type of process. What processes do you recommend for people to do instead of, I mean, not just asking a question and not just looking for a reference, because it could be all smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
What can a person do to really see whether or not a virtual assistant is all that they say they are?
Well, you could go through the process just like an employee would make you do. Give me a writing sample, or come up with some sort of assessment based on your needs. Given that, you know, make it a real life assessment. They may not know it, but make it be something that would be that can assess the skills based on exactly what you need. So you could give them assessment. Hey, like I said, give me a writing sample, or change this format into such and such. Or, you know, it could just be anything. So I would say give them an assessment, really, to see how, you know, what kind of work they do. And you may, but you also have, like I said, you have to be careful with that, because VA also has the right at that time, like, okay, well, this is too much work. You know what I'm saying? What else do I need to show, you know? So you have to be careful with that, too, because you could rub this person off, rub this person the wrong way, because they are also entrepreneurs and they're running their own business, too. And because of that, they may not have that kind of time to do it. But me, I'm typically real flexible as to trying to secure a client and make them feel comfortable with me. So you just have to feel it out. It's like you said, it's with any relationship, you have to feel it out. And that's why I would suggest going a project-by-project basis first, because then, you know, after they completed a project or didn't do good on their project at all, then you have the choice to, you know, end the relationship then. You're not committed to a three-month retainer package where you have to, you know, pay for services that you know you're not going to be happy with.
Excellent. Excellent, because I know that's usually, that is a top concern, especially if you know where you are in your business. Because sometimes you're at the beginning stages, sometimes you're a profitable business. Depending on where you are, when you bring someone in, you want to make sure that they're not going to take you two steps backwards by not carrying out the regular processes of your business.
Right.
So,
and you'll be able to tell that early on.
How so? I mean, of course, you know, if they answer the phone wrong, you know, if they say, can I speak, you know, this is Pookie and M, may I, you know, I already know, okay, no, I'm going to have to take you off the phone.
Red flag. Right.
I like that, red
right.
flag.
But you know what, Cynthia? Also, even that, okay, they may not be good at answering the phone, but they may be excellent at creating a database system. So you may have to figure out, well, they may not be able to work in that component of my business, but they are excellent at this component. So you have to decide, well, do I need everything in that one person, or can I just utilize him or her for that area that they're excellent in? So it's really going to be up to the business owner what you're willing to deal with. How long are you, you know, willing to feel the situation out?
So, all right, no, you're right, because it is best, and hopefully a virtual assistant will put their strengths first and will admit
right.
to where they're not as excellent in something so they don't mess up someone's business. I think that's an excellent idea. So let's get into the 10 signs you may need a virtual assistant, because I missed the sign. I mean, I know, because I was a virtual assistant. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I liked being detail-oriented. But when it came to my own business, because we are skilled at what we do, we tend to not want to let it go.
Right.
And delegate it. Delegate it to someone else. So 10 signs that you may need a virtual assistant. Go for it. What's tip number one?
Tip number one, you don't have an assistant. You're wearing all the hats in your business on a daily basis. Ask yourself, how's that working out for you?
Right.
Not good.
No, it's not like that good. Small town. You remember, and I'm dating myself, but I guess it was the Andy Griffith Show when you walked into the general store and they were the general store manager and they said, I'm here to see the notary. He'd go, hold on, and he would just switch hats. And he was the notary, and he said, I heard that there's a fire down. Can you please call the fire? Hold on, that's me. Let me go get my fire marshal.
Exactly. You'll drive yourself, run yourself crazy. And you don't have to do that.
Yes. No, you do not have to do that. So please recognize, if you do not have an assistant from the very beginning, you may need one, especially if you already have, I guess, put your business plan together. When you put together a business plan, should virtual assistant be on or in the business plan?
I wouldn't say in the business plan, but definitely an assistant for sure. I'm saying it doesn't have to be virtual, but some sort of assistance or some sort of mechanism, whether it's being automated or you are actually going to pull someone in full time to be your assistant. You definitely need to identify who's going to help you, because nobody can do it by themselves. And you have to recognize that. Like you said, you don't want to delegate your things out to your you don't want to delegate those things out, because it's your baby. You want to make sure they're going to take care of your baby just like you would.
All right. Tip number two.
Tip number two. You are missing important meetings. Now, if you have missed even one meeting due to lack of time, you need a VA. This is critical because it reflects on your reliability, professionalism, and could damage important relationships down the line. Now, a virtual assistant or assistant can organize your schedule so that you can be on time for all of your appointments. So having a VA handle your schedule, tell you where you need to be, and get them to take that off your plate will be key to making sure you're on time for important meetings.
Okay. I might have to, check myself out. Sign number three.
Sign number three, email insanity. Okay. Your inbox is open. Your email box has over 10,000 unread messages. Now, you know that don't make no sense. If your time is too tight, you won't have enough time to answer important emails in a timely manner. Late responses are often not tolerated nowadays because it makes them feel unimportant. Everybody is important. Everybody needs to be at the top of your list. But that's what you need to be able to make your customers or potential clients feel like. And the key to a successful business is to follow up, and follow through. Let your virtual assistant help keep that communication process between your business and your clients as seamless as possible.
It's so true. As an entrepreneur, we always think that our time is valuable, and when we call you, you should be ready on the phone to listen to whatever it is. But when you're dealing with other entrepreneurs or B2B businesses, their time is just as valuable. And if you do not get back to them on time, if you don't make the time to speak with them, the experience can feel, the quality of the experience becomes pretty low. and you right. will leave someone with an excellent experience with you so that you will continue to do business with them.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. All right, sign number three. So wait, so my 30,000 emails that are in my
yes.
inbox, that's, is that
I'm
going
to need you to read them.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I'm going to need you to read them.
Okay. All right. I got to work
Tip
that
four.
Out. Yes.
Kind of goes hand in hand with email insanity. Your voicemail box is full. You heard it before. The subscriber you have called voicemail box is full, and you're unable to leave a message. Please call back later. Goodbye.
That's so annoying.
You've heard that.
It's so annoying. I will admit that it's very annoying.
Yes. Now, it's okay to miss a call, but it's not okay when the caller is unable to leave you a message. Problem.
Yes. That is true. Luckily, I mean, well, I don't know if it's lucky, but I know my inbox does have like a max number of messages that I can see. And then all of a sudden when you're calling, you can still leave them. But I didn't know I was getting them. And I was like, no, you didn't leave me a message. I don't see anything on my phone. And then, you know, next thing you know, as soon as I start deleting old ones, new ones start coming in that
exactly.
are, you know, 4 days old. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, they did call me. So you're right. It's not just emails that need to be managed, but your voicemail messages or just calls that also need to be managed well in order to maintain excellent relationships with customers as well as businesses.
Yes, because communication is key for any business. And when a caller or a customer or whomever is trying to reach out to you and they feel like they can't contact you, it's a turnoff. They're like, well, I'm going to call somebody that actually answers the phone or actually returns my email.
Yes.
And
no,
you don't
very
want that.
True. This is true. You want to maintain your business relationships, especially lucrative ones.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
All right. Sign number five.
Number five is research, research, research. All you do is research. Do you find yourself spending hours a day researching new trends and techniques for your business? Well, if you answer yes, then you are not maximizing your productivity. Tell your VA what you need, and he or she will be tasked with finding the solution so you can focus on other important matters.
Well, and I can't even say anything like that because, and businesses are always about research. So
yeah.
That's just going to be true about everything. And I definitely
mm-hmm.
like what you said about maximizing your productivity. That's what I want to strive to do, to maximize my productivity. And that's why I need a VA. That's for me, in my head, my own personal experience. That is why I need a VA. So
mm-hmm.
go on.
All right. Tip six. You're not getting paid. You
okay.
don't even have time to send out your own invoices or handle your bookkeeping needs because you just don't have the time. So you're not getting paid. Now, that's a problem.
Congratulations. You have just made me create a new number one.
Get
not
to the money.
I'm not getting paid, but I want to make sure that I am getting paid for what I'm doing.
Right.
We work hard. We
yes.
put in hours to this business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you want to make sure you're getting paid on time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Get paid on time.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
All right. So, we're not getting paid. We need someone to send out the invoices or do mm-hmm. bookkeeping or, you know, just especially the light bookkeeping or managing the bookkeeping. It may not necessarily be about sending out invoices, but to make sure that whatever efforts you are putting in your business is getting a return. You're getting a return on your investment somehow
right.
so that you can revamp your marketing plan or your business plan somehow to make it work.
Right. Exactly.
Gotcha.
What are
gotcha.
You doing it for?
Yes. Yes, and we are doing it to get paid.
Indeed.
Okay, next sign.
All right. You're unable to keep up with your scheduled send outs.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to keep customers engaged is to supply them with interesting information on a consistent basis. And if you have an opt-in monthly email list, make sure that they receive the monthly correspondence on time. Mm-hmm. And if you have too much to do and you forget to do the send out, it could be hard to catch up. So if you already, if you have a VA in place who's already managing your email campaigns, you don't have that to worry about. You can rest and assure that your clients are getting the information that you want them to get on a monthly basis, and it's done on time.
Nice. Nice. I have nothing to say. I have no comment. You said everything right there.
Pretty self-explanatory, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Go on. Okay. Next sign.
Number eight, no social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
That might as well be a sin nowadays.
In
an online-driven world, it's imperative that your business has some sort of media presence. Mm-hmm. Based on the type of business you have, it may not be necessary for you to be on all of them, but you should have some sort of media footprint. Social media is free, it's easy, and it can easily expose millions of consumers to your business. But by not having a presence, you are missing out on valuable opportunities to promote your services and build a pipeline of business. So nowadays, consumers want to get to know the person behind the brand, and social
yes.
media is the most effective tool to do that. So just like I talked about earlier, on those project-by-project basis, you may just need a VA to come in and manage your social media outlets. And, pull together posts, pull together pictorial stuff that you want them to have posted so that you can stay connected with your customers and potential customers.
Yes. You know what? I was about to say, why don't we go ahead and expand on that particular one? Because we are living in a digital age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding that when I'm talking with more and more entrepreneurs or business owners, they really don't know what a social media footprint is. And especially new entrepreneurs, they don't know how to go about making the footprint, what they should be posting, or, you know, how they can use a virtual assistant. So why don't we, you know, back it up, slow it down a little bit, and really kind of go down a list of things a virtual assistant can do to help you create a media footprint for your business.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the main things, like I said, if you don't have one, then you definitely need to establish one. And then, like I said, you also need to look at the type of business that you have. Because if you have a photography business, then you definitely want to be on Instagram. You want to be on Facebook. You want to be on Twitter. You want to be on Pinterest because you're dealing in a visual type business. But if you're an accountant, you may not have to be on Instagram. There's some things that you can put on Instagram because it's picture-driven, but not as much. So you're more content-heavy, which would be more beneficial for Facebook and Twitter. So you have to really evaluate the type of business that you have and the messages that you're trying to get across. So you really need to just – that's the first thing is just evaluate – What type of business do I have? What type of visuals or information do I want potential clients and consumers to learn about the business? And to realize that it's also personal. They want to get to know the person behind the brand. We're doing things different now. We want to know, well, who is Shayna Boston? Well, what does she like? What does she do? You know, does she have a family? Is she a real person? Yes, because I have my 4-year-old running in and out of this office now. So that's real life. So you don't want to paint this picture of it's all, you know, butterflies and fairies and everything's all good. No, I want to know that you're a real person. I want to know that you kind of go through the same struggles I do so that we can learn from each other, not just on a business basis, but on a personal basis, that you're human, you're down on earth. So that's what social media does. It helps you show all facets of you and your business. So it's very important that you have that footprint so that they can connect with you on all levels.
All right. So it's all about connections, and your VA or virtual assistant can help you make that connection with your audience by managing how your social media presence is coming across.
Exactly. perfection.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Next
right.
tip.
Number nine. Mm-hmm. You work 24/7 or for some of us, 24/8. I don't know if you heard that before. It is important. It is imperative that you define your business hours so you don't compromise in your private relationships with family and friends. Mm-hmm. If you've been working late into the evenings, even on weekends, it is time to seek assistance. You need to have a life. Mm-hmm. And you need to set boundaries. You need to give yourself, okay, I'm just going to work up until 9 o'clock tonight because, you know, I need to live. I need to debrief. I need to let go. So you
right.
need to set those boundaries for yourself personally and professionally, because if you don't, you're going to get inboxes all time of night. You're going to get emails all times of the night if you don't set those boundaries. They need to know, hey, I'm open for business and now I'm closed, okay,
right.
so that you
right.
can be the person behind the business that can run it effectively because you
mm-hmm.
have set those type of boundaries for yourself.
It's so true. I am guilty of not sending the set. No. I mean, I am so guilty that I almost ended up in the hospital on IV.
Oh, no.
Because I will work for 3 days straight and forget to eat.
See
so,
that?
Yeah, that's a perfect
it's
sign.
It's easy
that's
to do,
sign.
Though.
Yes, it is.
It's so easy to do. Your business is your baby, which means
yes.
they got feeding times all at crazy times of the night and crazy times in the morning.
Yes.
So it's hard to, set boundaries for that because you're in love with it. It's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you can do and maximize the time. Well, it's just 10 o'clock. I can go for another hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably could, but that is going to catch up with you. And
yes.
it's going to show up in your work. It's going to show up in those personal relationships because they're not going to see you. Well,
I'm so glad that you're saying that because, you know, Bridal Tribe is a company, Tribal Wisdom is a company all about, you know, creating lasting relationships, and we're about love, marriage, and family. And
mm-hmm.
I would almost want to really see the statistics of how not having an assistant or someone to delegate something to really is affecting your personal relationship with your family.
Oh, I'm going to have to look up that. Do that. I'm going to get the numbers
yes.
on that for you.
Yes, because that, you know, when you look at, they say about divorce and people who work hard, it's because they weren't around. They weren't around to watch the kids grow up, or they weren't around to meet the needs of the wife. Or, you know, just to really keep the family glued together. And quality time together is so important for every family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that point is excellent where you're saying you got to spend some time with your family and
yeah.
friends and your private relationships and for your own personal, speaking, you know, like I said, I'm guilty, for your own personal health.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you are setting boundaries for yourself so that you can still be there to continue to build this business and create a legacy.
Exactly. That is the ultimate goal, legacy building, for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so let's go in for our last tip.
Hand in hand with working 24/7 or 24/8, sleep deprivation. If you're wearing all the hats in your business daily, when do you sleep?
Mm-hmm.
At this stage, your sleep is more accidental than on purpose. Get the help
no,
you
true.
Need now. Your personal and your business health is at risk.
Okay. I mean, we've heard it. Let's just go down the list quickly. You don't have, you know, one of the signs is that you don't have an assistant. Another is, are you missing important meetings?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the two that you could kind of just say back-to-back is email insanity and voicemail insanity. This is
yes.
real in a business.
Real.
Absolutely real. I know I personally have 30,000 emails in my inbox.
Wow.
And, you know, sometimes you just get the urge to go on Facebook and go, okay, listen, people. If you sent me an email, could you please send it again? Because I'm about to delete all of these. I cannot go through all of these. Please just connect with me again. And that may not look as professional as it should.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then business research. When you say research, 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 are we talking business? Are we talking, you know,
we're talking,
family?
Yeah, we're talking from a business standpoint, because we're always, us as business owners, I know for you, you're probably always looking for cutting edge trends in the wedding industry and, you know, different techniques for keeping marriages together, making them strong relationships. I know for me, I'm looking for different tools to streamline processes so that I can suggest those to my clients. So we're always looking for, I guess, the next fix. So if you're in a situation where you can give that to somebody, hey, I'm looking for a system that's going to allow me or allow my clients to schedule their own appointments with me. Can you help me with that? That's something that you can give a VA. And that's where I'm coming from on the research part, but from a business owner standpoint.
Well, we have two comments already. One comment says, yes, I believe in setting boundaries. The listeners are in agreement with you when it comes to setting boundaries. And another person said a VA, a virtual assistant, is a necessity. She refuses to work weekends. So she, in order to maintain the life that she wants for her husband and for, I guess, for the things that she loves to do, she loves to run. She loves to meditate and all those things. She says that a virtual assistant is a necessity. So we have two comments from our listeners that are in agreement with what you're saying.
Y'all feel me.
Yes, they do. They are feeling you. So now let's do this. For those of you who are listening, Shayna Boston is, we introduced her at the beginning of the show, she is a virtual assistant. You have to let us know all the places that we can find you.
Absolutely. Well, I am on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and with the handle at Boston First. That's 1STAMS. I am on LinkedIn and on Pinterest and on YouTube. My YouTube channels and my Pinterest and those LinkedIn are pretty lengthy addresses.
Oh boy.
So I could definitely furnish those at the end because, you know, /BCD. It's a lot going on in the LinkedIn.
You're going to put them in the event. How about we just post the link?
I will post the link because there's a lot going on with those.
Excellent. Go on.
But the main ones are at Boston1STAMS on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. YouTube channels, I will post the rest of those. And then my website is Boston First, same as the handle, AMS.com. And email me at sboston@bostonfirstams. And you can give me a call at 855-330-6095.
Excellent. Now, we're definitely going to be putting all that information into the event for our listeners and our fans and followers to find you. If you have a question, because we've gone over these wonderful tips, if you have a question or a comment, please, I encourage you to call in. The number is 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 to let us know that you have a comment or a question for this very knowledgeable virtual assistant. And we will definitely bring you on for any wisdom that she can impart. Now, Shayna, you're not just a virtual assistant. You have a few things that you do. Talk to me about those couple of things that you do.
Yes. The other side of Boston First is the event management side. I am a wedding planner. I have about 15 years as well in event management, where I plan weddings, events, baby showers, fashion shows, you name it, I probably have done it. I'm currently working on about 2 weddings for next year. Go meet a bride about a wedding on Friday, and I'm excited about that because that'll be my first 2016 wedding that I'll be booking. I am, like I said, I'm located here in Columbia, South Carolina, but I travel and to Atlanta, Georgia, mostly, where both of my clients are, both virtual administrative services and event management. A lot of my clients come from there, and Charlotte. And I'm looking into getting into Jacksonville and have some inquiries over in Virginia. So I'm wherever my client needs me to be. She is not afraid of the road. I call myself by state.
All right. Is it safe to say that you have your own probably set of virtual assistants then? Because if you're planning weddings and you're a virtual assistant and you're doing all of these fabulous things, living the fabulous life, that we probably have to get you your own Bravo television show.
Come on, speak it into existence.
So it's safe to say that you have your own virtual assistants.
Yes, I have my own assistant. I have also physical assistants in Atlanta because, like I said, that's where the bulk of my event management work is. Mm-hmm. So I have an assistant there. And I have utilize my mother and my sister a lot because they've been planning with me since the beginning as well, too. So we're all bits in the game and have a huge heart, which was my first love, wedding planning. And it just kind of evolved into the administrative field because I saw there was a need for it. Well, from an administrative standpoint, you're tasked with handling the town hall meetings for your business, for your company, or planning the Christmas party or the Thanksgiving dinner for your family. And I saw where there was a crossover there that, you know, that both of them were in line with each other because I'm the administrative assistant by day, and then I'm also having to handle those events that the company would need. So it was a natural transition and natural addition to the business to handle both of those things for my clients because they really kind of go hand in hand. Don't you agree?
I do. So. I mean, I'm inspired because, like I said, that's something that I did, but when I became the editor-in-chief of the magazine, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do virtual assisting anymore because I have to focus on this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with everything else that comes along, I think I have to just focus. I would love to try to do both like you, but no, I am not that gifted. Let me tell you now, I'm not that gifted. I would end up in so much trouble once again. Y'all would have to come visit me in the ER at some point and be like, see, we told you to hire an assistant.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and stay in my lane and just do what I do. But we are coming down to the wire. This is the end of the show. We've got the wonderful 10 signs you may need a virtual assistant, which I'm so glad that Shayna Boston joined us on the show tonight. Next week, we're going to be talking with the writing whisperer, M. Shannon Hernandez. I love the writing whisperer. She is excellent at helping you create content and brand your content. You don't want to miss this show. That's all I can say. You do not want to miss this show. If you're looking to become better at blogging, if you're looking to really brand your content, if you're looking to really increase your profits, this is the lady that you want to listen to. She is actually one of my coaches. So, of course, I can, you know, I'm so glad I can brag about her. Yes, you want to be here for this show.
Awesome.
So count us in. Shayna, you and I are going to have to talk about during a Twitter chat. We got to do this as a Twitter chat.
Okay.
Because I think there are more entrepreneurs and professionals who need to know and understand this information, and I want to get the word out there for them to really improve themselves by hiring an assistant. So you and I are going to talk later on. We're going to put this Twitter chat together, and yay, excellent. You did a wonderful job. I can't wait to have you back on again. Let's just go ahead and say goodnight. We want to thank you for listening. Bridal Tribe is always here for you for love, beauty, weddings, and marriage fun. And part of having marriage fun in a family is a family business. So we will see you next week, and good night.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. shop.mybridaltribe.com and visit our media page for full recaps of every show, amazing articles, and free downloads. We have an ever-growing library of knowledgeable guests with vital information for any stage of your relationship. At Tribal Wisdom, we are order and excellence in action, and we are devoted to love.